WN4TMR looking for any connection.
Over here, Arlen. WN4TMR, NC9V. This is the first one to come in. Patrick, you in there yet?
Hey, Skip, I'm here.
Met Arlen yet, WN4TMR. This is Patrick, KO4HKX. He's the morning ride guy.
Nice to meet you. KO4HKX over here.
I met last night there, Patrick. I felt sorry for you.
It happens sometimes, still. People get to throwing call signs out so fast that you just can't get them where I can.
If I didn't have the grandkids there, they could probably help me out with Mondays, but I just can't find my schedule to be able to commit to it.
Sooner or later, somebody will schedule to open up and they'll be willing to take it.
I'm having a good conversation over there on the 147-285 machine.
A minute and I can be over there.
KFW Mobile.
Good morning, kid. And C9B.
Trip up there and back.
Trip, it was uneventful, and KOA was really great for the granddaughter.
And I'm sure Miss Susan oohed and awed over the new grandbaby.
Nice. There ain't much you can do with one that's only a couple weeks old, right?
Something about a lady when she sees a newborn. They just get those googly eyes.
Gunk on the back porch this morning.
Good at all.
They're not usually just open the door and let the dog out. You know, but fortunately, the ring camera caught him. I looked outside and saw him. I told Susan, don't let the dog out before you check.
Been bad. Dog gets sprayed. It's hard to get that smell off of him.
She would just run up to it thinking it was a cat. Neighbors said it's live trap to catch the feral cats. Well, I bet you'd be surprised if that thing gets in there.
Surprise? A stinky one.
Get you one of those stickers that says handle with care.
Get him out.
The one, that's for sure.
Think of one way to get him out, but I won't say it on the radio.
No, I was coming out of the campground. It was about, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I saw one in somebody's yard. I thought it was kind of unusual to be there in the daylight.
Sunrise this morning.
We're not going to see it yet.
90 was, man, terrible in the afternoon when we were taking the camper up there. Man, this must have been 5 or 6 flights.
I'll be working on it in 4 or 5 different places at the same time. So it takes forever to get through there.
In a while.
Scratchy for you guys this morning. Made it up to Flat Rock. So we'll be in good shape for this weekend.
Keep for dinner.
Big it, you know what I mean? Whatever you guys like. You know, I'm pretty close now.
Achievable. KO4HK.
Morning, Eric. NC9B.
Good, Ken. Leon, how are you guys doing this morning? Happy Monday.
Good, but I ain't doing that good.
For me, too.
My first day in the office this week, so it's like a Monday again. I've been driving in.
Camper pulling out of the campground on Monday morning, and he broke a leaf spring on it. It was a big old fifth wheel.
That's not quite as bad as the one when I was putting that battery in my friend's camper. He had driven all the way out here from Colorado. We were going to put a battery in his camper. A brand new custom fifth wheel, 52 feet long, I think, triple axle, the whole bit, and he was pulling it off of his truck, and one of the hydraulic hoses, one of the forward jacks, blew blew open, and he couldn't get it off the truck. So he was, his whole trip there, he was stuck on the truck.
Tend to avoid the excesses. I try to be in moderation. Mine's 32 feet, and I want to downsize.
That's about how long mine is, and it's just right for the four of us to go, you know, hang out somewhere for a weekend.
I have one. Gail, what did you get?
Yeah, I'm looking to switch over to a bunkhouse since we have the kids now.
Going right now. My wife and I have been talking about it.
I was living by myself, so I didn't need any huge number of sleeping quarters, and you know, now that there are four of us, there's only one bed in this thing, so it doesn't really work that well. I got to put the kids on cots somewhere.
Come out and put them in a tent.
Not two rascals unsupervised anywhere.
The collar's, it has the geofence on it.
Yeah.
Call DSS. Collar for the dog, and I did try it out. Not bad.
How did you put it on Wendy?
Tried to get it on Wendy. She won't go for it. Not my daughter do it, though. I did it. It's all on setting, you know, the first setting. It's like a little tickler. Taser I had. See, I know a guy who tried the taser, with the prongs that come out. That, you know, it's a regular police taser, but he took the cartridge off of it and just stuck it on his thigh. Ended up kicking over the coffee table and breaking it.
Happened.
They didn't give him a badge and a gun. And the first policy they have, the first one you read in the manual for the taser is, any horseplay with the taser will result and will be termination. I can tell you some stories. Probably not over the radio. NC9B.
DFW. Pull into that Bucky's up there in Sevierville. Boy's busy.
I'm a big Bucky's fan, but I do love the fuel prices.
$25 for regular. I mean, $250 if you got a car wash.
Quiet Bucky's on her way back from Myrtle Beach at that petroleum conference she went to. She hated it. She said it was just basically a Walmart, but with a different logo.
I was disappointed in that they, you know, people would pull up to the pump, pump gas, and then go inside and shop and leave the car sitting at the pump.
I need that with tractor trailers, Ken. What are you talking about?
Never even crossed my mind to do that.
Sort of have a snatch truck there and just tow them out of the way.
I don't think anymore, so I guess it really hasn't affected me for a while.
You know what happens when they park at the charging station and they're not charging.
At $1 a minute idle fee, most of them now.
See a Tesla truck pulling a jet ski.
The ugly one, not the... You're talking about the Rivian, right?
Fair-looking, stainless-looking thing.
Yeah, I hate those. Who came up with... I can't believe that design. That's the ugliest truck I've ever seen.
I think Elon Musk made it as a joke to make fun of how loyal Tesla people were. I don't know if he actually intended for people to buy it, and they just went crazy over it.
This means that people will buy anything.
Irritating. There are a couple of Tesla owners in my office, and they just can't resist coming to my office at least once a day telling me how much better their Tesla is than my Chevy Volt.
You like me telling Patrick, I hate your truck, Patrick, but can I have all the tools in it?
Jump over to 285.
Oh, I was kidding with you, Patrick. But yeah, we can jump over.
Yeah, I can't hear the repeater this morning anyway. W2JKZ, QSY.
WQSY.
QSY.